Well, the Taoiseach has just announced, and I challenged him here in the Dáil Chamber just moments ago in relation to a commitment that he will find money no matter what next year's budget to ensure that there will be tax cuts. Now, what he means when he says that is we have to look at the document that he produced during his election contest for Taoiseach, and it's very clear that he wants to cut taxes for those that earn above €70,000 at a cost of €441 million per year. And this is simply outrageous. And as I said to the Taoiseach on the floor of the Dáil, where is your commitment to say that you will find the money to address the crisis that we have in Donegal, that one-fifth of our women can't get referred to the breast cancer clinic within a year, or the fact that we have services being closed down like the coronary rehab because of broken equipment that can't be repaired because of lack of resources within the HSE. This government and this Taoiseach have all their priorities wrong.
And as you made reference to Donegal, this is not only a local issue but also a national issue.
Of course, and like at the end of the day, I don't see people who are earning twice the average wage, which is €70,000, out marching the street or coming to my clinics and saying, "Pierce, I want you as my politician campaign to have a, you know, a reduction in my taxes." But what I do see week after week, day after day, is emails coming in, people coming to my clinics, people phoning the offices telling us that they are sick, sore and tired of the fact that they can't get an appointment for their mother, daughter, son or father. They are absolutely livid at the fact that services have been curtailed or aren't there. They are annoyed at the fact that their sons and daughters are still in London or Canada or Australia and can't come home because of the lack of job opportunities, or the fact that in many rural areas we can't even get mobile phone connection, never talk about broadband connection at proper speeds. And this is what people want. It's that the investment in those type of public services, the investment in rural areas, instead of trying to buy a section of the public off by a commitment that will reduce your taxes by a few euro, but what he really means is reduce the taxes of the wealthiest in society by quite an amount.